When thinking about identity, many may jump to their own small conclusions. Many may identify with their career or with their favorite sports team. When thinking about belonging, many may jump to the same kinds of conclusions. Many may think about physical belonging, where their home is or where they grew up. But I invite you to think about a bigger picture, a less literal sense of both of those terms.
Hi, my name is Ingrid Schaffroth, or as you know, if we were speaking in Germany to a German, I would say Ingrid Schaffroth.
That's my mom, Ingrid Schaffroth.
I was born and raised in Germany by, you know, German parents. When I was 17, I was an exchange student in the U.S. And the year afterwards, we had an exchangee living with us. And part of the exchange program, I got to know your dad. Who was an American in Germany as an exchange student. And then we continued visiting each other, and then he stayed with us in 89 for 3 months, and then I went to the US in 91. And in order for me to work and live and study here, we got married. And so I got a green card. I became a permanent resident. And in next April, we'll have been married for 25 years, and only last October did I adopt the American citizenship. Only after I was able to keep my German citizenship and become a dual citizen, and that was really important to me because I, while I don't feel like pride in my German nationality, and that's more of a historical view. My mom grew up during the war and experienced, the horrors of World War II and the post World War II years. And there is this, you know, political awareness that it's not really all that PC to be German. For me, as a German living in the U.S. or living anywhere, it was really important to be able to go back to Germany, not to lose the citizenship. And then in a couple years ago, Germany allowed dual citizenship for somebody who has lived in the U.S. for a long time. And so there was some procedure that I went through to retain my German citizenship and then to adopt the American citizenship.
I wanted to know what her take on identity and belonging was, considering she has such a diverse background.
You asked me whether I feel more as a German or more like an American, especially looking at how now I've lived in the U.S. longer than I lived growing up in Germany. And I don't think that national identity is really a number game in that sense. I think that it's hard to say, but I think that I will always feel, first and foremost, as a German. And even though I've now adopted part of my dual citizenship, the American citizenship, I don't think that I will ever feel really as an American. I definitely, feel that I'm a white person in the U.S. and sometimes, I feel bad, but I feel that it gives me advantages over Americans of color. So I don't know if that plays into national identity. It's not really a number game. You've lived that many years in this country and that many years in that country because, you'll have people who were born of a nationality, of Iranian parents, but they've always lived, in other countries and then become Iranian Americans or something. So I don't think that it really works that way. Oh, you were in Germany for 20 years and now you've been in the U.S. for 25 years, so that makes you more, 5% more of an American or something. I think that, first and foremost, I'm a German, if that ever is of any importance. Whether you define yourself as an American or as a German. When I was at the University of Massachusetts, As an undergrad, I took a communications class, and it was really interesting because one of the first exercises they had us do was take an index card and write 5 lines, I am fill in the blank. And all of these students around me started writing, I am an athlete, I am a student, I am a sister, I'm a good friend. And it was really interesting, and I thought, 5, can I have, you know, more lines on this index card? And I feel like my life has been a continually adding lines to this index card, because you start out, I am a daughter, I am a sister, then I am a wife, then I'm a mother. And so it becomes more better and more fun. And also, you know, professionally, what do you do? And maybe you develop new hobbies. Maybe you have new challenges that will add to your, I am a survivor of cancer, or I am a, you know, whatever it is that makes your mosaic more fun to look at. So I really liked that exercise that they had in this communications class with the index card, I am a. I think that my sense of belonging comes, definitely from how are you treated within the group that you're in, and then that kind of, you know, decides whether you feel like you belong or not. I've always felt like, you know, I belonged, you know, in this family and in this community, and I always felt comfortable. For example, when I had come back from my exchange year in the U.S. and my family in Germany took in an American exchange student, that was an experience for me, because Dennis was an Asian American, and you know, he had been born in the U.S. He'd, you know, lived in the U.S. his whole life, but he always felt like he didn't really belong. He didn't really belong in Indiana. His family was the only Chinese family in the village, and they had a Chinese restaurant. So there's very stereotypical situation, and I think that he came to Germany and he didn't feel like he belonged there either, because we don't have a large Asian population. And so in that sense, I think that he always struggled with, you know, feeling like he belonged, whereas I easily felt like I belonged within the communities that I lived in the U.S. because I don't want to sound weird, but, you know, as a white person, I was often accepted right away. My English is all right, and so people just assumed, "Oh, are you from are you from the Midwest, or are you from Tennessee, or whatever?" They thought my accent was, and so I never felt ostracized purely on looks or you know, behavior or cultural knowledge or something like that. So that sense of belonging, I don't know how much it is also made up of your personality, whether you are able to fit into a group. Have the antenna up for what are the norms, what are the rules of this group, and then you are able to feel that you belong because you're able to assimilate. So over winter break, my mom died, and over the next few days and then during the funeral, a lot of people, neighbors, friends, came to the funeral, who I have known, who've known me ever since I was born, who knew my mom as a, you know, young mom with the 3 kids, and whose faces I had grown up with, and who people who I had not seen for 30 years. And it was, while of course the situation was really sad, but I saw these faces, and then I had to kind of edit because people were a little bit more wrinkles, a little bit more gray hair. But I knew these faces, and I knew the voices and their mannerisms, and it was just a great sense of belonging. I encourage everybody to travel, because when you travel, when you have a chance to travel, you not just meet national boundaries, as in geographically, but you also hit your own boundaries and get challenged every day. And it is such an interesting and fun thing to do in your life. You have to travel. You have to see the world. And I'm not saying, you know, show the world the ugly American who yells really loud in the Paris metro, only English, and, you know, become the typical, you know, ugly American. But, you know, go to other countries. Listen more than you talk. And have fun and see your identity expand and see your identity's mosaic get more and more of those fun puzzle pieces, little colorful tiles that make up an interesting person.